Believe in yourself, believe in your body. Rock, 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 it's the self-esteem party.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Self-Esteem Party Podcast. I'm your host, Alana Johnston, and with me, as always, is producer slash roommate slash husband slash roommate, Norm Sousa. Norm,
wow.
Welcome. I can't believe I messed up your big
After
intro.
After so long.
I can't believe I messed it. I finally blew it. Wow, does this mean I've reprioritized our relationship and you're more of a roommate to me than a husband?
I don't know. I mean, you have to process that.
I'll get back to you.
Let me know.
I'll get back to you. I'll see what the new intro is going to be.
Yeah, just hit me up. I'm around. I live here.
Norm, how you doing?
I just woke up. And here we are. We're doing the intro.
Yeah, I got to it early today.
Mm-hmm. And it was the holidays. We didn't post anything last week.
That's right. We did not post anything last week with no warning. Our apologies for anyone that was devastated by this. Unfortunately, we did have a death in the family very suddenly.
Yeah.
And,
some might really call it a family tragedy.
It was a bit of a tragedy and, threw us for a loop.
Yeah. We did not feel like talking or being funny at all.
And I still don't, as it turns out.
But we've pre-recorded some episodes that we got to get them out.
So do keep in mind that, these next 2 weeks have been pre-recorded and, I'm in a much better mood, so let's enjoy the old Alana.
Whoever she was, she's gone forever.
Whoever she was.
Embrace her now, because this is the last you'll be hearing from her.
And listen, I am going to say this. I definitely do want to talk more about this topic. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel like I'm ready.
Right. Well, you take time. I mean, whenever you want to, we can just have a long chat about it.
I think we should have a long chat about it. Wow, such mystery. I mean, it's not a mystery. I posted about it. I did post about it. It's my 7-year-old niece who's been battling with cancer for 3 years.
For a long time.
Yeah, and she passed away.
Yeah.
And all death is a tragedy, but this one is a true tragedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm sure everyone had someone pass away in their family. And if not, I mean, either way, ours beats yours because it's a competition.
So there you go. Hashtag we win. Okay. I think we should get to the interview, yeah?
Who is it this week?
You know what? It's a great friend of both yours and mine.
Get out of here. Who is it?
It's Maylee Todd.
Oh, she's a great musician.
And yes, she... And great funny. Musician. Very fun and funny. You can see that in the episode.
You know, I
very creative
to,
an artist. She's like everything.
She was in my Second City Conservatory class.
Oh my God. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not surprised to hear that. Again,
I was
dabbles
in her
music
video.
Well, dabbles in a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Well, we already spoiled who it is, but
it's Maylee.
Yes,
you spoiled Norm, my spoiling it.
Yeah, I have to do it the official way.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Maylee Todd. Right after this break,
it's a self-esteem party. It's a self-esteem party.
Maylee, of course I was going to ask you to do the podcast, for God's sake. Welcome to the self-esteem party.
Yes, thanks for asking me to do this. Thanks for having me in your home.
Let's get into it. The bottom line is you just moved here from Toronto.
That's right.
We're so excited to have you. Good friends with me and Essa. We got Holly. We got Rebecca. We got all kinds of people that have done the podcast that you're friends with. Some new friends you've been making as well that have done the podcast.
Ooh.
I think we can say the podcast has literally made your move seamless. Do you agree? Do you agree that the podcast has been the biggest help?
You know what? Honestly, because you're spreading the word, I think that it has helped me out. There's strangers coming up to me and be like, you're friends with the Alana, she does the podcast. And
exactly,
yada, yada,
this so is what I'm saying.
Here's like a bag of milk and a toonie. And a
yeah, people have been giving you a lot of milk since you got here. You have to admit that. Here's what's so funny. And listen, I want to do, we start the podcast with the self-esteem party check-in of how we're feeling. So wait, let's get that out of the way. And then I have a fun antidote. So Tell me, on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling about yourself in terms of self-love, self-appreciation? Ooh. Where are we at?
Oh, my gosh.
That's you can a give good, a general, like, the last month. Or because sometimes in the day, you don't know in the exact moment.
That's true. Okay, we'll go general, and then we'll go specific.
Yes! Yes!
Generally, I've been feeling unsettled. Actually, it's a high contrast. So unsettled in some ways because I'm in a new place. So it's
a new country.
A new country, right? And like trying to figure out sort of where I fit in. Mm-hmm. And these are all like, it feels actually like, it feels manageable. Like it doesn't feel like, there's moments of it being overwhelming. I think in the beginning in September, because I turned 40 in September, and like, oh, thank you for coming to my birthday. And like, I was like,
of course I was there. That's part of my antidote that I'm about to share with you. Go on.
And so like, I just wasn't, like typically I'm with like my friends in Toronto and I've never lived in another country. So that, you know, is like a big move for me.
Yeah.
But it's all manageable. And like, I think something that's like offsetting that like discomfort, besides like being integrated in really amazing communities, which is a huge, huge, huge help, is the weather. The weather's been like so nice.
It's a game changer. What a common theme of Canadians on the podcast.
It's so
Can I
true.
Just say
it's
people so think it doesn't matter? Actually, it does until you've lived it. And whatever cold winters you think you're having here, even Midwest, whatever, no. Come to Canada.
Yeah,
forget about it. You have no idea.
No clue.
You have no idea.
Yeah.
And I don't think people realize how much it affects you. Like, I got my hair done today, and I was talking to my hairdresser. We were talking about Christmas and whatever the plans are and everything like that. And then I said to her, this will be my second year of Christmas in LA. And I was like, there's one small part of me, as much as I miss my family, that's excited to wake up to warm weather. And she was like, listen, you did enough years in the cold. You've earned it. And I was like, yes, I have.
You have earned it.
Are you crazy? And don't get me wrong, I wish I was going home. There's too many moving parts that I can't go.
Yeah,
but it's like, it's true. Yes, yeah. I deserve to be a little bit warm.
I think so.
A little warm.
It's weird. I feel like I'm like cheating or doing something like
wrong.
Like I feel like I'm like undeserving of like this weather.
It's, it's a vacation or something like that.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I shouldn't be taking a vacation. I have all this work to get done.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
it's
whatever.
So bizarre.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, someone like brought up something really interesting. I met this other, he was from New York. And I met him in September and he was like, are you kind of like getting depressed right now and you don't understand why?
In September?
Yeah, in September, because the weather's really nice and everybody's really, really nice. So you don't understand why you should be feeling like sad. And I was like, that's totally what's happening. And he's like, it's because you're getting used to, like, it's your, what is it? Circadian? Rhythm? Your circadian rhythm?
Maylee, just to bring you up to speed on the podcast, I actually don't know words, and that tends to come out quite a bit in the episode, so I've stopped pretending it's a one-off. I've now fully accepted it. It has helped my self-esteem just to admit I don't know words.
I love that. Showing vulnerability. And
honestly, just say whatever word you want, and guess what? I support you.
Circadian rhythm. Circadian.
Perfect.
Yeah. Thank you.
Don't worry about it. The fans will clear it up. They always do. Bless them.
So I was like, oh, I guess like every year this happens. And he's like, yeah, like this is like, he's like, I was living in New York and I didn't quite understand it. And that was like kind of what was happening. I was like, oh, and once I knew that, I like kind of understood what was happening.
Well,
it's
the best, September's the best change of weather in Toronto.
Yeah.
It's the best time of year.
Yeah.
So to not have that, I mean, we were in a heat wave in September, lest we forget. So it's like we were in an absolute heat wave.
Right.
So to have that contrast, like even the photos online that you're seeing, you're like, oh, we're in two different planets right now. We are not in the same world right now when you look at like photos from back home. And that can make you nostalgic in the fall, sure.
No.
But come January, February, peace and grease, my weather.
Yes.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I'm stoked.
Wait, this was
a
general.
Like a beach in November 30th, and I was like,
yeah, you were like, this is my life
now.
What
is going on?
Yeah, you were like, I'm in 90210. And this is my life.
Melrose, and I'm loving it.
I'm in Melrose. I'm
in
all of it.
I know everyone from Sunset, selling Sunset. I know all those girls.
What I wouldn't give to be buying a house and selling Sunset. What am I, a gajillionaire from the podcast? Yes. Okay, but your 1 to 10 score, what is it?
Oh, 1 to 10 score. Okay.
We didn't get it out.
We didn't get it out. Yeah, let's see.
But we said a bunch of contributing factors.
to build up to what the
okay
number
for self esteem is that right or where I'm
yeah
feeling
because you
check-in?
Talked about well you talked about feeling sad we talked yeah. about like the weather does have an effect on how you feel and that's going to affect your self esteem even asking the question why do I feel sad makes you feel bad
yeah
to ask that question and then you get the logical answer
yeah yeah
like it's a more scientific medical answer but it's like in that moment you do feel bad when you don't have a reason
yeah
at least
yeah.
I do
yeah.
I think that's part of like the mental health struggles. You're like, why do I feel this way?
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
Weird and terrible.
Yeah,
but it's
I'm alone
like,
in this. I don't
exactly.
understand this. Yeah,
and then you don't want to tell anybody. And then finally you do. And they're like, oh yeah, me too. And you're like, oh, I could have said this 2 years ago.
Yeah, for sure.
Cleared this up.
Yeah. The
you
shame.
Know what I mean?
Shame is such like God. A nightmare. It's a
don't
real nightmare.
Don't get me started. We should have called the podcast Shame. Turns out it's a movie. Can you believe
it?
Show,
is it? Shameless.
Yeah, like, Shameless. And can you believe it? They beat us
Ooh,
to it.
Next time you do Shame the Podcast, I'll do the theme song, which will
I
be
would
Shame, Shame,
love
shame,
to
shame,
have
shame.
You on Shame the Podcast. We would love that. Already I have a co-host, haven't identified who it is, but we would love to have you on. Please.
Yes. Okay. So from 1 to 10, I'm going to say it's an oscillating kind of 7, 8.
Joke's on you. I know what oscillating means. You looked at me like, this one's going to go over her head. And it
and
almost
I stared at her too. I go, is well, she going to get it?
Do you know how I know oscillating? Because of a fan.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, standing fans. So that's how I know oscillating.
Oh, wow.
Because
oh.
the fan has a setting.
Oh, I thought you meant a fan in your in the comment section.
I wish you guys were reaching out more to tell me words. Honestly, to my all my fans listening, selfish. Excuse me.
Another podcast.
And that's another podcast.
By the selfish, shame, self-esteem. The three horsemen.
Yeah, by
of
the
power.
Time you leave this podcast, I'm gonna have 15 to 20 spinoffs that the people are gonna be begging to hear. Wait, is Mia at your feet right now?
No. I'm just
oh, I thought for up. A second that she had snuck in and I was like, Mia, you're supposed to be trapped. I trapped you 20 minutes ago. Okay. 7.5 to 8, oscillating.
7.5 to 8, oscillating.
Yeah, that's a good range.
I'd say the reasons for that is uncertainty.
Yes.
Uncertainties, which we cover.
New move,
you know?
Yes.
New move, new place.
Socializing,
all yada, new. Yada, yada. No, don't have a place, a little displaced, you know. I'm just like at a friend's place, which is honestly the best and great. And
but
then,
still, your place is your
still,
place, your space
yeah,
is your
that's
space.
That's true. Yeah, you kind of want like
your
a
furniture,
zone.
The color scheme you've chosen,
for sure.
Just little things like that yeah, matter.
Makes a difference.
Totally.
And then also, this is a little more personal, but like something I have been noticing and like taking note of is sort of the mental habits that I've been kind of creating, and like it's a habit, so I've just kind of been playing them out for so long. Mm-hmm. In Toronto and the sort of environment, the thinking here. Let's take one aspect of that.
Yeah.
So it makes sense.
Yeah. Break it down.
So like I'd say career-wise, you know, like I feel like, you know, I feel like also this is like a common podcast that you probably have where people move from Toronto to LA and all of a sudden have
you know
these
what?
Epiphanies and like are just like, yeah.
Well, yes and no, because I've also done the podcast with a lot of Canadians still in Canada.
Oh,
and people,
oh, right.
And really
right.
The common theme more so is the effect of the pandemic.
Yeah.
That's
right.
More so the common
yeah.
theme of the epiphanies,
right.
I would say.
Right.
In the last like 2.5, 3 years, however long we've been doing this. That is what I would say is
right.
the bigger contributor.
Okay.
The move for some people, but yeah.
Yeah.
I would say that. Rather.
I'm going to state the obvious, but yeah. I knew this coming here, but I didn't really know it. I didn't really feel it until I got here.
Yeah.
One thing that's like I've noticed, and I was telling Eric actually, because I'm staying with them, that like I'm noticing my brain changing in some way. Like creatively, for example, here there's just... There's so many things you can do.
And oh my God, there's so much happening
all
the time.
So much going on.
Every
all
night.
The time.
We're in a pandemic and a million things happening.
Yeah.
People are getting so creative ways
so
to come
creative.
Back and everything.
It's so creative. And then there's like niche markets and even nicher markets. Like, you know, I do love Toronto and it's probably a population thing and it's just like kind of a destination thing.
It
like,
is absolutely
you know.
A numbers game
yeah,
mainly.
And
we
a
can talk
game.
About this all day.
Yeah,
but the population
sure.
thing matters.
Yeah, definitely.
Matters.
Yeah. And like, here I feel like, so it makes sense. It's not a testament on Toronto. It's more of a testament on how like a city or an environment can kind of flourish with ideas.
Exactly.
Not just like, yeah. Do you not? But like, I'm just noticing like there's, it's opening up my brain to the idea of like, kind of like there's like a limitlessness to it. Some like hopeful.
And where are all the Bradley Cooper? Hello, what a great movie. Check it out, Limitless, if you haven't already.
What is that? Wait, what is that?
That's, what are you, what, did you what? Not set that up?
No.
Man, oh my God, May Lee. Bradley Cooper was in Limitless? A movie, Limitless, where they take a pill and it makes you like unstoppable whatever you're doing. You're like hyper-focused.
Oh, really? Cool.
I cannot believe you did not know the genius joke that you did, like the you just perfectly
well,
laid
that's
how out.
I am, right?
Wow, that's let's edit this part out. I mean, this is, yeah, you've stomped all over this for yourself. What a genius move you made. You didn't even know it. This is why you're so next level, Maylee. This is why, like, well, take a sip of water while I say, you talked about community. I think the hardest thing for you in fitting in LA is the fact that you gel with so many communities. It's like in Toronto, you were as much in the comedy community as you were in the music community. And I don't know how, like, I know you would predominantly identify more as a musician, but it's like you were just so immersed. You're just one of those people that everyone in comedy knows. You have funny music videos. You do, like, Norm was in one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right. I'm like, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Dude, a while back, but yeah, Norm, I've seen cool. it. Of course, we all
that's
did.
Right. Yeah.
But it's like, he was great. You're such yeah. this hybrid. So it was just so interesting at the beginning to hear you talk about community and everything. And I was like, yeah, because she's in like so, and all the digital stuff you're doing, that's a whole community.
Yeah,
like,
for sure. I'm meeting more like gamers yeah. out here and like
right.
more like animators and people that are writing for animation yeah. and stuff like that.
But that's all part of your transition. Like, that's all like the limitlessness. Again, just genius right out of you. But the limitlessness of it all, it is overwhelming because you're like everyone and everything exists here in whatever small or bigger pockets.
Totally.
But it's all in one place.
Yeah.
And it's overwhelming because yeah. for me, I was like, where do I start?
Yeah, right. Yeah, for sure.
And you've got pals here, but you've got pals that do comedy, but all in different groups.
Yeah,
like
we run different types of comedy.
Even though we
yeah.
all know each other, but yeah. it's like, and knew each other before you moved here, yeah. which was like so great. But it's like, it's just all in different pockets. So even within something you know and are familiar with, that's spread out.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. I like that there's like a home, just in comedy alone even, like there's just a home for anybody and everyone.
100%.
You know? And like,
and such a home for an artist like you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel, I do feel
essential.
Really,
yeah,
I feel like really very much at home here. And I think like the thing, I remember when I first came here, I stayed with Holly actually the first time I came here.
Oh my God.
I don't remember what year it was, but it was like, I don't know.
Was I here?
2009. I don't know. You might've been because Adelman and
Holly and Adelman came before me.
Okay.
And then I came and then Anissa came.
Oh, maybe it was like pre.
Might have been pre or like right when I got here yeah. or something like that.
She was living in, I think West Hollywood or
Hollywood. Pre-me. That's pre-me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
With Stu.
At her. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
That was, I got here at the tail end.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of that apartment.
I forget why I brought it up. Oh, well. I
you guess were staying with
matter.
Holly when you first came. You were talking
oh,
about
yeah.
your first experience here.
Right, community. I didn't know anybody except for Holly. Yeah, I guess you weren't here. I don't know if we met up with Rebecca. But, like, it just felt, like, massive. And I felt kind of lost because I didn't know anybody. But as soon as, like, you find sort of your community, like, you just plug right in. And it's wild. Like,
okay.
there's a place for everybody, you know.
Here comes my story from before that I wanted to tell you about something Norm and I have talked about on the podcast. We had a bit of a Hollywood night at your birthday.
Oh,
so,
really? Okay.
Yes, we had a Hollywood night at your birthday. Because, well, first of all, being at your birthday was a Hollywood event, as it turns out. And I have been... Did I tell you about this, about the couple I talked to at the fire pit? I don't know if this
no,
story made it back.
We didn't debrief
about the party.
Debrief,
okay.
Yeah.
Because I've been telling this story on the podcast for like months. So,
really?
Not months, but whatever, more than a few weeks ago,
right?
Since your birthday. So we were at the party and we go in and it's like, it's a star-studded event. Like it was like, everything was decked out. It was so nice and all these cool people are there and everyone's so good looking. And you're like, who are all these good looking people? And then I knew Eric and like, I knew a couple of the other comics there, Carl and like a couple of those guys. But
so you know those guys, huh?
I know all those guys. Oh, that's so wild. I used to closely hang with a friend of theirs.
Oh yeah. You're laughing.
That's the best way I can say it. I, you know, you can't say relationship. You just got to say closely hang. Because I don't know if they knew me in any other way than a girl that was kind of hanging and then was like, I'm out of here.
But, oh my gosh.
Yeah. But in a good way. I'm everyone's friends.
Yeah. That's good.
Great. That's the best way to say that. Yeah. So more of a story though. Ooh wee. But that's an after party episode. So you guys are going to have to tune into the Patreon. Anyways. So we were at the fire pit, myself, Anessa, and Norm, and then there was this other, I don't want to say couple, but two people sitting there, but they were sitting kind of close, so I thought they might be a couple. Mm-hmm. It seemed like it was a new type thing, because you could tell everyone was up being on best behavior, without a doubt, sitting up straight, all the telltale signs, mm-hmm. trying to be on best behavior. So we got too hot immediately. So we were like, we got to go up to the section. And at this point, you were in the back of the house. We'd said hello, but you like went back to say hi to some people. And then we found you outside after this. So we get up to go, and Anessa and Norm walk out in front of me. And you, I don't know anyone at this party, but you, Anessa, and then these other guys that I found later of the other comics. But it's just Norm and I being like, who is everybody here? I go up to this potential couple and I go, hey, I just want to say, I know we're heading out and leaving the fire pit and we just sat down, but it's not because of you guys. We just got too hot. And, you know, we didn't really get a chance to connect, but there's still a long night to go. And there's a lot ahead in this party, and I'm really looking forward to us hitting it off. All right, I'll see you guys later. No reaction.
You are not alone. You are not alone.
Stone cold. And I've been dying to tell you that. Tell me your end of that party. Norm and I came on the podcast and talked about the party, and I was like, we were so out of sorts at this party.
Anessa also had the same experience, and I also had the same experience.
Okay, tell me everything. Okay. I've been dying to talk to you.
My experience was, well, I did bleach my eyebrows out, and then I did stick spirit gum, like a vulva on my forehead. Like
yes,
a,
we like saw the photos of this.
Yeah.
Okay. The eyebrows I flipped out about, I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, your eyebrows. I was like so excited. I thought it looked so good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And so there was like, I'm not expecting people to be like, yeah, but like some kind of reaction, like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
Anessa also was wearing like 20 disco balls.
Yes,
and like
I heard
rolled
about
up the stairs, and she was like, "I'm ready to party," and like no reaction.
Oh wow, I had a big entrance going. What's the vibe of the night? No reaction. And I walked in like sashaying, like it was a huge. I went ahead of Norm, easily left him behind for my big entrance. Nothing.
And then were you there when Tyler the Creator was there?
No, Anessa texted us about the race to get there because Tyler the Creator was there, and we didn't make it in time.
Right. So I went up to him and his crew. So cool. So nice. He's like, he's really, really nice.
Okay.
And I had like a vulva on my forehead. I had like I think like
you
red eyes.
Red eyes. Yeah. Oh yeah. That threw me a loop without a doubt. I was like, the eyebrows I love. I went, these eyes though, sketching me out. I was like, is she looking at me? Is she looking through me? What's happening with the eyes?
So I looked like insane, right?
Yeah, amazing.
And like I was like
iconic,
just like drinking and whatever. And I just like I like kept pitching my partner's music to them because the back deck, Eric's back deck, is where we set up all the gear. And for these parties that have been happening, we've just been playing, right, and jamming and whatever, right? But we started to call it like the pitch deck. And like, I was like.
And he was out there?
He was out there playing. Okay. And when some other musician friend showed up and we were just jamming and whatever. Yeah. And that was like pretty common, like happening for the previous weeks beforehand. But like Tyler the Creator was like, okay, I got to at least try to get him in the back deck. I got to get him to sit in the back deck and like watch Kyle play. But he was just like. Not having
cool,
it.
Cool, thanks. Cool, thanks. Who's that weird woman that just walked in with all those disco balls around her neck? Did you guys see this?
Are you like stealing my soul? Here's the thing. Looking into my
Inessa
soul right
told
now?
Me, well, first of all, with those eyes, yes, you were. But second of all, you were like Hocus Pocus. You know where they look at you and then they pull out your soul and had it for them to invigorate them? It was like you had those eyes. You pulled out my soul and it made you 10 times more radiant. And it made me 10 times less appropriate for me to be at this cool people good looking party. And I fancy myself a good looking
woman.
You're
a good looking, yeah.
I fancy myself a good looking woman. But at this party, I thought, Alana, even you know you're on your league. Like, I knew it. Poor Norm, married to a 4? That must have been tough for him at that party. Normally, though, I'm a 10 out of 10.
You're still a 10 out of 10. Come on. Come
Honestly,
on.
I appreciate it from your perspective of the party. I appreciate that because it was your day. You could have thought anything. You could have lined us up. You could have rated us. You could have done whatever you wanted. And we would have been like, hell yeah, to this cool party I shouldn't be at. This party that's too cool for me. Here's when I knew I shouldn't have been at the party. Everyone was too young.
No, don't say that. I'm dating like someone 20 years younger than me.
Too young for me, like right. As in cool, like young and cool. I don't know. Well, you don't count because you are without a doubt the coolest person.
I think I was the oldest
Norman
person at the party then. Honestly, me and Inessa are the oldest people at the party.
But Norm close following, and then I'm close following
I guess
following
so.
Him.
I guess so.
I
yeah.
clock in.
I think everyone's like around your age.
I was just about to say, I was like, I think, oh, but then, okay, then this goes back to my original statement. Too good looking. If everyone was my age, I'm sorry, Maylee, people were clocking in at like 25 at least in terms of skin. So it's like, if you're telling me people were my age, honestly, my self-esteem's at a zero because I cannot believe these people look this good. And I understand people get Botox, but like people were looking great at the
yeah,
party.
Yeah, they were looking great. They
you have
look
to
great
admit,
at that party.
Fresh
they
face.
Look good. Yeah, fresh face. And the
Should
whole
I get
thing.
Botox? Be honest.
Okay,
look
so,
at me quickly right now. Tell me what you know about Botox. Tell me everything you know.
Get retinol. Are you doing retinol at night?
Can't. Here's why.
Too sensitive?
Too sensitive. Tried it.
Get the point. Do you do the 0.5?
I tried. Listen to all the retinol I tried. I tried straight up prescription. Hell no.
No, that's the strong stuff.
Too strong, right? But I did it. I didn't even do it full. I did a skin test. Hell no.
Right.
And I spent all that money for what? For who I managed to give it away to someone that needed it. So we found a good home. But that was a lot. That was like a $200 cream.
Yeah, that's the good
stuff. That was a lot of money, but it was too much.
From here?
From here, but my doctor prescribed it.
Yeah, it's probably hella strong.
It was too strong, so then I got minimal retinol in a moisturizer. I went, I'm going to try it even more reduced. Let me do it that's in a moisturizer. Full rash, 2 weeks. Cannot do it.
Are you doing it every night also?
I tried it once.
Oh, shit.
I had to stop. Yeah, okay. I had a rash for 2 weeks. I had to stop using it. So I was like, I'm done with retinol.
Okay, yeah.
Cannot do it.
That's that. Yeah.
I have rosacea. I have very sensitive skin.
Right,
I'm too white. It really shows.
My partner, he has a lot of, I think his skin would be too sensitive for it.
Yeah.
And he's not white, but like, I think like just like his skin type. Yeah.
Certain
skin types.
It just made me more red.
Yeah.
And
it can like
red.
Damage, like just burn, you know, yeah. It'll like heal over, but.
Right. Okay. So, but Tommy, you do retinol.
I do retinol every night.
Cause you look great.
And I'm noticing something's kind of going away, but I don't know if it's like.
Not
like,
seeing it.
Really deep. This was really deep. Like the, what would you call this? And like
the frow thing or something?
Listeners. I don't know.
Whatever's in between your eyebrows. Yeah, whatever's in your
like
eyebrows.
Deep.
Wait. It went away? Like
it's
this
like
isn't,
slowly
you had
fading,
something on it?
Slowly fading.
Oh, wow.
Like here too, like crow's feet, I
yeah,
guess,
crow's
by
feet.
The eyes.
Oh my God, you have nothing. And this is all
no,
right
they're,
now?
They're still there. They're still there for
not
sure.
Not your brow hair.
Really?
There's nothing there.
Oh, maybe in the sun you'd see it. But that was like really pronounced.
Oh no,
like
there's nothing
like
there.
I can even like feel it a bit. And then,
very interesting.
Yeah, the retinol was like really, really helpful. And I just did like a slow 0.5 for like, till I finished the bottle and only did it twice a week and then just moved on to like.
Maybe I'll have to experiment for when I don't have to face the public.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I meant of too white in that everything shows on my skin. Like there's no covering with makeup. It's like nothing, you would have to put on another color of makeup. It can't like, nothing can cover these,
right.
This like rash that came out.
There's no shame in Botox also, I think, but it's
I'm
like,
I'm just worried.
Step.
Is it gonna, am I setting myself up?
I know.
That's what
I'm
worried
about.
That's why I keep asking. I'm
that's
like,
I'm
and
about.
People like, I've been warned. It's like, first of all, you can actually mess stuff up.
Which yes, would feel, that's true.
And I get that there's risks in any kind of procedure you can do, but this one is not medical. It's not necessary for me to do it. I just want to do it.
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't feel, I'm like, whatever. I would tell people, oh, I got Botox. What do I fucking care? Yeah. And what do you fucking care? But I'm worried, like, am I going to do something? And then it's like, I'm either locked in for life and dealing with the devil, or I fuck something up.
Maybe think about. On it and maybe talk to people that have gotten it and stuff. Like, cause
the
I've been
people
talking
that
to
I know that have it look amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw
they look amazing.
Yeah. There's two people I know that I'm like, I can kind of tell the other person. I'm like, I couldn't tell. Cause they do it subtly. They just go very, very subtle with it.
Yes.
I think that's sort of the
that's
thing.
The, that's the ones kinda, I know it was like, it was something, it's not like you saw them the next time and they looked amazing. It's just like, they've always kind of looked amazing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Where you're just like, oh, they have the best skin. And they're like, I use Botox. And you're like, what? Have you been this whole time? And they're like, no, not the whole time. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
You just like got in at the right. It's like an investment.
Yeah.
It's like Bitcoin.
Yeah.
You got to get in at the right time.
You got to get in at the right time. I have some regrets.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I have some Bitcoin regrets.
Yeah. But
sure.
So be, yeah, exactly. But you got to get in.
I understand what you mean. Like, I think once you start a procedure, then you become hyper-focused on sort of a seemingly, by the way,
negative
quality, right? And then I don't know. Every time you look in the mirror, will you like be concerned? I guess it's
like tanning. When tanning was such a thing, right?
And
it's like,
for sure.
But you had to maintain it. Then your tan's gonna fade. Yeah. So it's like it was a deal with the devil.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think have a think on it.
I gotta have a think.
Yeah.
On it. You know what,
like,
guys?
I don't know.
If the listeners out here, if you think I should get Botox, please tweet at @selfesteemparty #toxit. And that's not toxic, that's toxit. As in
Wait,
me.
Toxit.
Toxit, short for Botoxit.
Oh.
Toxit. I'm sorry my hashtag made complete sense and saves time. Instead of saying Botoxit, like my forehead.
Toxit.
Yeah, toxit. Oh yeah. Mainly just so you know, the hashtags on the show are terrible. No wonder why we don't get anybody doing them. They're awful.
I'm gonna start using that hashtag in my Instagram.
Yeah, toxit. People are gonna go crazy. Speaking of your Instagram, did people guess the song?
Wait, what are we talking about now? What song?
Remember when you came to the show and then afterwards I was like, oh Mei Li, your song. And I tried to impersonate your own song to you.
Oh my gosh.
It took a while for you
to guess
it. No, I
think people were hella confused. I think they were truthfully confused.
I just think I did such a good job because Norm
cabaret
came.
Cabaret Sly.
Oh my God. Norm, I did it for Norm. He didn't know what I was talking about. And I was like, Norm, it's on this playlist. I know he has it on a playlist because we listened to it. And he was like, this is what you were singing? Like, he was almost offended.
I'm going to give you the instrumental so you can cover it.
Yeah, dude. And guess what? It's actually going to be amazing. Sure, I'm only going to cover 30 seconds of it, but still, you know, my style, Mei Li, I'm supposed to waste all my time doing one song. This is going to take me all night. Well, how long is it? 3 minutes? Don't be crazy.
Give us a taster. Listen, when I find those stems.
Yeah,
I'll
you're just going to get a bit of a tease of the
teaser.
Song. Yeah, that's how I do everything. I'm going to start calling all my songs teasers. That's a fucking great idea. That's how you sell you know, music to a movie in the trailer or like a jingle. I should get into jingles.
You should get into jingles.
That's a lucrative business. That's money.
Well, tonight's the night, right?
Shit.
You're making choices.
Should we
Limitless, right? We're here. Hollywood.
You gotta see this movie. It doesn't end well.
Toxit.
Yes, Mei Li. Doesn't it just roll off
it
the
tongue?
It
sounds like you're saying toss it. I'm like, is she saying toss it or toxic? Britney Spears toxic, because that's relevant.
You're like, toxic, I'm coming. I don't know the words, but I know that, like, that's the beat. It's just so crazy.
How are you at karaoke?
Oh, a nightmare. Here's the thing. I choose the songs that I know I can sell.
Okay.
I'm a saleswoman.
What's your go-to karaoke tune?
Oh, you ought to know. Alanis Morissette, of course.
Oh, yeah. That's
and
a
in the
one.
Instrumental break, I like to dedicate everything to the ladies.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Most of my songs have dedications. I also do Destiny's Child, Survivor.
Oh, good.
I sing it with a friend, hoping they'll cover the lyrics. And I'll kind of cover the truth of it.
Yeah, okay, that's good, because we need a breakdown. We need, like, some dialogue.
Well, people need to do the dedication so everybody knows what the song's about. People need to tell personal stories during the instrumentals. Mm-hmm. You got to keep them entertained.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to hit every angle. If it's not through the singing, thank you so it's got to be through the concept.
Well, it's never through the singing when it comes to me. I'm barely doing it. I don't even know the words, and I'm singing this thing all the time. It's the performance.
It's the performance. And it's the energy.
Well, here's the thing. With You Ought to Know, people can really feel that burn and that pain in a relationship. Yeah. People are like, I've been there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think that's a song that people really like to rev up around. I haven't seen the documentary. Have you seen it?
No.
Jagged Little Pill?
There's a documentary.
Oh
no
my God.
Idea.
Apparently, yes. All about Alanis Morissette. I believe it's on HBO Max, I want to say.
Did this just come out?
Or it just came out. Okay. Yeah. No. It's more recent. But apparently, it's amazing. And she's the coolest.
Oh, man. Well, she was in that alter ego reality TV show, like, recently. I think it's still happening on Fox, right?
Yes. Norm did something for that, like a cross promo thing.
Oh, really? Amazing.
Yes.
That's great. Yeah.
Yes, that show. But this is her, like, talking all about the album, making the album.
That's great.
Yeah.
Mainly, that was a great album.
Yes. Yeah. And I think that's what people are remembering.
Yeah,
who didn't already remember. The rest of us, mainly Canadians, the whole time we've been like, yeah. But she's, I think, like, people had to get back on board.
Yeah. She's our Jan Arden.
To Jan Arden. Goats.
Like, Jan Arden is, like, queen. And, like, to our Jen, I don't even know. What are we? Gen Z millennials? I don't even know.
We're Jen Jan Arden.
Are we Jen Jan
Arden? I'm Jen Jan.
Are we Jen Alanis Morissette?
We're Jen Alanis Morissette. But for me, my characters are Jen Jan. For sure. All my mom characters are Jen Jan. Couldn't tell you a single Jan Arden hit, but I can tell you I've heard all of them.
Yeah, right.
It's just one of those things that was always on.
You're smoking by the water, with an acoustic guitar.
Yeah, this is a Jan Arden song. There's no way of knowing what a Jan Arden song is or isn't. It's just a state of being.
You hurt me, hurting my soul.
Because didn't she have that show?
She did.
Yeah, this one said the people love Jan Arden.
Yeah, people love Jan Arden.
They love Jan Arden.
My friend loves Jan Arden so much, he, like, screamed at her and chased her down, and she had, like, security. No. He just wanted a signature. You know,
this could be a bit much.
Yeah.
In terms of Jan Arden fanship. Jan, bless you if you're listening.
Who would be
the American equivalent
of Jan Arden?
Of Jan Arden. If anybody listening knows Jan Arden and knows the American equivalent, shout it out.
Hashtag Janet.
Janet. Team Jan.
Team Janet.
What? Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll have to think on that one. One's going to be, because I don't know, I just don't know that time of music, and I would only know music in Canada. Yeah, Bruce Springsteen is the Jan Arden of America. Hello. Born in the U.S. A, as in E-H.
Very cool.
This podcast has it all, mainly. Thank you so much. You and I are both geniuses, ahead of our time, truly. Okay, here's my question for you. So, new year, new you. I love asking this question, because we're leading up. These are all December episodes. Right. New year, new you. What's the situation going to be like? Obviously, top prior, get your place.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's all. And that, I have a feeling, come the new year, there's going to be some availabilities, because that's always a transitional time. Yeah, January is a very transitional time for people. People making big decisions.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? When you think about new year, new you, what do you want it to be? So I'm putting out, hey, come live with me. What I wouldn't give. Get a bit of spice going in the house. Get a couple pals in here other than Mia the dog. Oh, my God. What I wouldn't give. Please.
Now I know where you live. So
now you know where I live. Yeah. Oh, my God. You can move in anytime you want. You don't have to
ask.
Really?
Oh, this is like a new
I'll
leaf.
Give you a key. I would love if I came home one day, and not even that you're here, but that you've moved in. You'd be like, I've moved in.
Would you really?
I would love it. Honestly, I would love it. Yeah.
What if I brought my boyfriend, too? Because he needs a place, too.
Yeah, I don't know. Now it's a crowd. I'm dealing with everybody. The whole point was that you were keeping me entertained while Norm was working. This was the whole point of you moving in for me. Now, if he's here, oh my God, now we're all chatting. Oh my God. I don't know.
You got
to
host. Complicated. Now you got to host.
Yeah, now I'm a host.
now
I'm making cheese platters for you two all day, every day, feeding you grapes.
It's a dream come true, really.
Honestly, though, when I do think about it, it is a win-win. Get you in the house, have some lofts together.
Yeah, why not some lofts? Why not?
What would you say is, other than getting the place, top priority, other than that, what is a next move in LA? And I don't mean like career move. I don't mean like that. I mean, if you're like, I want to have more of a core group, or I want to see new places. I want, like, because you said settled, which is like, in the idea, we talked about the idea of feeling settled, and it took me a couple years to feel settled here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't have as many friends here. Like, when I moved here, it's like definitely more Canadians are here, and you've been, oh my God, just big shout out to you. You've been doing a fantastic job of coming to events and meeting new people. You're so good at that, and you're someone that any of us, as you can see, can bring anywhere, as we have been with you. We're like, Maylee, it would be great to come to this.
Oh, that's so she's, nice.
Well, thank you're you. So open. You're just so open to any, because most of the things we're doing are comedy based or like arts based or whatever, and you're so open to that and such a creator that I feel like you get something out of everything. So
totally, absolutely.
It doesn't feel like we're dragging you. It feels like we're entertaining you in the sense of, oh, maybe you can get something out of this too. So everybody, it's a bit of a win-win, and we get to have a pal with us.
Yeah, it's, you know what I mean? It's great to see everyone's growth. Like, that was one thing that I really liked about your show, was like, I got to see your growth. I haven't seen you in so long.
So long.
And so just watching your show is like, there's so many elements still of past Alana, like still in this present day, of course.
Of course.
Like, you still have your character and who you are, which is uniquely you. And on top of it, you're just settled in who that person is a bit, or it seems like it, you know.
No, whatever. I feel settled.
Yeah.
I'm glad that's translating. I do feel settled in. I feel more me than I ever have.
Yeah. And I like that. I don't know how to describe it, but I was trying to tell Kyle about it, like describe it, like, because I don't want to lose my train of thought, but like, it's because you're so high energy. Like, it could come off as like anxious or nerves or something. And maybe you were, cause it was like a first show you haven't done in a long time. And just let me know if I'm like crossing any lines or anything, but like the way it translated was that this is your personality. This is who you are. There's like a comfort to it. And you had fun. I mean, I feel like I'm saying all the kind of cliche things, but it's like, it's pleasant to watch. And also it made me feel like I want to like, I don't know, join you in some way or something, you know?
First of all, yes, a collab is on the way. Second of all, that actually, it does not sound cliche at all. I was very nervous before the show, and I do not get nervous before shows, but it has been a min.
Yeah,
and
for
doing
sure.
A solo show, like the double bill with Mo, but two solo shows essentially, is nerve-wracking, as you know. It's nerve-wracking. I usually do it with backup dancers. I have a, you know, I was by myself. This was me, like, truly alone, trying out brand new material. And the thing that you just said that just, like, tickled me was comfort. Because I was so scared. But when I got on there, and it was, like, you know, came out the entrance, the pink suit. We all had a blast with the pink suit. And once I, like, stopped and got to see you guys, kind of check it out, who's acting, because you walk in, it's the lights, you can't see anybody, but once I really got to take a look around and see who was there and see all the faces and everything like that, I was just like, oh, this is my night. And it was like, that was it. The rest was just a fucking blast. But I was nervous. So I'm really glad that that energy doesn't come across as manic, because it was just enjoyment. I tend to enjoy very intensely things. Hence, like, what can be perceived as the mania, but it's all controlled chaos. I'm genuinely having fun, but I didn't feel manic. I didn't feel out of control.
It didn't come off like that.
But sometimes energy does. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, sometimes I wonder, I'm like, did that, like, maybe translate? For me, personally, sometimes when I perform, I'm like, did that translate as, like, nerves? Did that come from a place of, like, nerves? Which is fine if it is.
Which is totally
fine. Because it's,
like,
natural, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I always want to, as like a performer, like most performers, I do believe, like, you want the people to be engaged in a way where they're entertained, not feeling like isolated or awkward.
Want it to look the way I want it to feel.
Yeah.
I want it to feel good and amazing for me. So I hope it looks good and amazing for you.
Yeah.
And if we all agree on that, we'll have a great show.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it translated it that way. And like, I can relay in a way now, like because of the pandemic, we talked about this afterwards after your show too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About how like now it's like when I'm like doing stuff, I get to do stuff as opposed to I have to.
Exactly.
You know, like I think like I do feel after so many years of doing this, you know, like so many years of
so
doing
many
this.
Years. Oh my God. In the trenches.
Like over a decade, really.
Yeah.
You know, 2 decades, maybe even. Like,
I have been doing comedy a minimum of probably 15 to 17
yeah.
years. If I really think back to yeah. when I really took that first class and started.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And like, it's nice to be in a place where you can come full circle where not only have you like really worked on your craft and it's always evolving and changing, but like there's like a place where you're actually like happy to be doing it.
Yes.
And not like jaded to be doing it.
Oh my
it,
God. Or being know? Like, this is what it takes. You're yeah. just like, oh my God, how lucky am I that I was born with a bit of a gift and then I was able to train to hone it or whatever yeah. I had to do, expose yeah. myself to.
Yeah. There's and a like, freedom in it. There's
this
like
is what I get to do
freedom.
On Tuesday. Are you crazy? Like yeah. this is my life.
Yeah.
No, it's I'm so nice. I'm done taking that stuff for granted. Yeah. I'm done. I'm yeah. not doing it anymore.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And that's a, oh my God, I'm so upset I have to get you out of here because I got to get you home on time. But let's tie it all back in. Let's tie it all back in when it comes to self-esteem, right? We are so lucky that we have something that we can just choose to let us feel good about ourselves. Like you can do a show and you can say, you can come off stage and be like, that was terrible. Or you can come off stage. And even if say you quote unquote bombed, nobody responded well to it. You can come off stage and be like, I did that.
Yeah, for you know, sure. For
do
sure.
you know what I mean? Yeah, and that's yeah. the attitude I've been going in with now post-pandemic.
Yeah.
Post-pandemic shutdowns is what I mean to say.
Yeah.
Like as things have reopened now. I'm trying to go in with being like, that was all new material and you did it.
Yeah.
You just did it. If it went well, great. What a bonus.
Yeah.
But like, for sure. you did it.
Yeah.
And you've been sitting in your home for a year and a half with nothing funny to say. And now you're like, well, guess what? You guys have to hear that too.
Well, that's good. I think like as like an audience member or as like a human, you want to like ultimately connect with people mm-hmm. and like, I think something that I really enjoy and something that I love seeing, regardless of what the genre or the style is like, I like seeing people being free.
Yes.
Whether it's like on the dance floor and they have no rhythm, it doesn't even matter because they have the confidence to be free. So
exactly.
that I always feel like that's like so appealing because, I mean, who doesn't want to be in like a space like that, you know, like it just feels
and
so
celebrate
liberating.
Somebody else yeah. being in that space.
Yeah.
Like even in the audience, like when you watch someone and you're like, you can tell when somebody's having fun.
Yeah.
In life, you can tell when somebody's having a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell by the crow's feet, the laugh lines.
Yeah.
It's a dead giveaway. You
there
know
you
what
go.
I mean? You can tell when somebody's having a great time. Guess what, but guys? My soon to be Botox forehead is only because I like to have a laugh. Okay. And really make exaggerated faces like I am right now. And you can hear it in my voice too. You can hear my forehead. You know what I mean? You can hear it. So this is my, these are my parting words I want to say to you before okay. you let us know where we can find all your, not just music, but the digital stuff you've been doing too. I mean, my God, always a million and one things. Bless. This is what I want to say. Finding a crew, finding a community, finding a sense of home. You have one here and you have a million here already, but you need to know that it's like this core of Canadians, myself, Inessa, Norm, like, and more even newer ones that you've met that you didn't necessarily know back home, some newer people in there. It's like, we are here and not just the Canadians,
thanks.
But the creators that you started out with. We are here. We love it. We've been following you the whole time. We're still here following you. And now you're a shiny new toy plopped out in front of us, inviting us to all the hottest Hollywood parties in town that we are all left out of, my birthday girl included. And but it's like, I just want you to know we're so excited you're here. When Inessa told me years ago that Norm was moving here, I said, who fucking cares? Because we were still enemies at the time. When Inessa told us a short time ago, Maylee was moving here, we all went, fuck yeah. So thank you for being here. Thank you for immersing yourself in our lives here and becoming immediately a part of our lives and letting us join yours and the friends and stuff that you already had while you were here. And I just, it's like, we have so much gratitude that like, one friend moving here immediately opened up a bunch of doors of like different places and people that we wouldn't have necessarily been at or met otherwise.
Yeah.
So nice. Thank you for that, my friend. Yeah,
sweet. Thank you. That's
Maylee, tell us what you're doing and where we can find you and hear you and all that.
Yes. So I'm working on a project that will be released, slowly released next week and in the new year. So I've been, during the pandemic, before the pandemic, I was working for a company called Occupied VR. So I was in world building and character design, stuff like that. But I didn't know any of like the technology. Pandemic hit and I learned the technology. So I started animating. So I wrote an album in the pandemic called Malou, and all the songs are written from this like avatar's perspective.
Yes, which is so wild, your avatar. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's wild. I've released Lou, and then there's Malou, and there's all these other characters that are going to slowly come like out. I've been working on stuff, but I haven't been releasing anything. So there'll be like a music video in VR called Infinite Program. The song's called Infinite Program. And this like programmable planet, the only way I can describe it is like, it's kind of like Barbarella, Queen of the Galaxies, the Matmos that like was like this lake that like feeds off of like evil deeds and like replenishes the planet. So I like just flip the script. The planet is like listening and like conscious and like if the species like don't pay attention or
yeah, it's just like Guardians of the Galaxy too. Okay, to bring it to all you action heads out there.
Yeah, so there's all these concepts, and then I'll be releasing stuff like I've been getting into like digital fashion and
yeah, your new blue dress.
Yeah. Environmental design and like character design and all that kind of stuff and animation and story building and all that stuff. So that will all come out, and then my release will be in March, and that will be like a full show. I had that show Virtual Womb that I was touring for a while. This is like a whole new concept that I'm going to be animating all the visuals and everything. It's going to be wild. Like the technical is wild. All the face tracking, all that stuff is like live.
Oh my God. We will be there.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
Please. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah, we wouldn't miss it. Don't be crazy.
It's going to be.
March is wide open, nuts. Baby.
Yes. So you can hear the record on like Spotify. It'll be out in March, the full length. But I'll be and releasing.
Type in Maylee Todd,
yes,
we'll get all that.
Yeah,
okay, Maylee Todd. Yeah. Just so everybody so like, knows exactly.
Spotify, YouTube. I'll be releasing stuff slowly, more so in January.
Okay,
and and then www.mayleetodd.com is like another way to find stuff.
And your handles, Instagram and Twitter, at Maylee Todd.
That's right.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, if you guys want to follow the podcast, I already said it, but we are at Self Esteem Party on Instagram and Twitter. If you'd like to follow me, I'm at the only Alana Johnson on Instagram and at Alana_Johnson on Twitter. And don't forget to join our Patreon, where you will hear Maylee come on the after party to, dare I say, make a theme song for the monthly check-in with Norm, which we were supposed to do on this, but the conversation was so good, I would not end it. Maylee, now you've been forced to come back onto the after party. Do you accept?
Sounds good. I do accept. And maybe it's a catch up on the new year of like what's been happening so far.
Oh my God.
These things have come to fruition of finding community and feeling settled and stuff like that.
Now that's the name of a catchy podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Believe in yourself. Believe in your body. Rock, rock, rock. It's the self-esteem party.